Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome song. Glory be to God. Just can't give up now. Come too far from where we started from. Nobody told us that the road would be easy. Nobody said every day would be Sunday. But I don't believe he brought you this far to leave you. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one tonight. Amen. I know it's a shock, if I could use that word, to hear myself, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. For all of you weekly word workout followers. Amen. My awesome wife, glory be to God, she's a little worn. I don't say tired, but she's been busy. She's been running. She's been doing. And she just wasn't feeling at her best. We believe in healing, no doubt. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God, and we believe that. But I thought it was wisdom that she rest tonight. Thank God, and she was in agreement with me. And therefore, you have me tonight. To God be the glory. I'm going to try to bless you as Lady Butler always do and often does. Praise God. She has her weekly word workout followers. And I only pray that I can bless you or say something as in her stead. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 We thank God for MCI Blog Talk Radio, where you get your weekly word throughout the week. Amen. Come on back Friday night, Sunday morning, Monday night. God is moving by his spirit. Amen. Don't forget Tuesday. I will be on Tuesday. But we thank God tonight. We're going to lift Lady Butler up in prayer. Amen. It's not like a illness or anything like that, but sometimes we just do a lot. Amen. And God doesn't mind us taking a break. Come on. He always has a ram in the bush. I'm grateful tonight to be that ram in the bush. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Tonight you will find me in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 3. 2 Kings, chapter 3. And as the song just told us, we can't give up. Hallelujah. We go through trials, tribulations, persecution. Sometimes we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. But praise God, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength, and they shall renew their strength, and mount up with wings as eagles. We can continue to run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Amen. Praise God. I trust that you have 2 Kings chapter 3. We're going to begin at the first verse. And amen. The Bible says, Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat. 12 years. Glory be to God. Praise God, people of God. Oh, my God, my God. I'm going to tell you. Let me get over there. That's not what I want. Praise God. See, Lady Butler would never. No, praise God. She wouldn't have made a mistake such as I just did. I don't believe. Amen. That's not what I want. I'm doing this from my spirit. So pray for me. Amen. 2 Kings, I just pulled it out my spirit. I believe that it was chapter 3, but it's chapter 4. Amen. Praise God. Just one page over. To God be the glory. Trust that you're there. We're going to start at verse 1. As I begin to read that, I said, wait a minute. That's not taking me where I want. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman. There cried a certain woman. And I'm not being as words they use. I'm not being, I'm sorry for that, but that's other words to describe men that support women and look to women as the strength. I'm not saying that. But what I do want to say is this. Women have something all the way from Genesis. It's an enmity between the devil, her seed and his seed. And a woman has something inside of her that calls her to come to God much faster than a man. Trying to do a Lady T thing. Women, glory be to God, have a hunger for God. Sometimes that takes men longer to generate. Well, more than that, the woman is meant carry burdens, carry visions, carry out prayer. They call them the willing women in the Bible. It's something about a woman that cries. She gets God's attention. Mm-hmm. Praise God. If you look in 2 Peter, glory be to God, you'll see in chapter 3, you'll see that even when a man is not walking as he should, God tells the woman he can be one without the word. All you got to do, he tells the woman, all you got to do is talk to me. And I'm sorry, men, tonight, but that you don't want a woman crying to God about you. The Bible says, lest your prayers be hindered. But I want to get into the story. I'm just laying some foundation. I don't want to go too fast, but when it said there cried a certain woman, how about Sia? They didn't just choose to start there. A woman has a way of touching God's heart. A woman get in a situation, she will lean on her God. We as men sometimes try to work it out because we're conquerors, we're visionaries, we're strong, we're not afraid to tackle, we're men of valor. I'm saying all this because this woman had a situation before her. She had a situation that she cannot meet. She couldn't handle it. She didn't have the means, the resources. She didn't have the connections to handle the situation that she was in. So you know what she did? She cried to God. Hallelujah. When the woman cried to God, it says that she was of the wives of the sons of the prophets. Symbolically saying, she was connected to God. She was a child of God. And when you're a child of God, you can cry out unto him, and he'll answer your prayer. She cried out to God, and God sent the man of God. Mm-hmm. He sent Elisha the prophet, saying, she said to him, thy servant, good God Almighty, whole family see. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. Sometimes we get in a situation and anything that we can lean and depend on is dead. Oh, I'm going to tie it in tonight. Some things, glory to God, we believe we can work it out. But when we try to work it out, we find out it's a dead thought. It's dead energy. Some things are just dead, and we cannot handle the situation before us. Glory to God. She said, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. Meaning is he was alive. He was my backbone. She was saying, I didn't have to fear. Come on, men. I didn't have to cry. Come on. I didn't have to be afraid. Because my husband feared the Lord. And he would come up with a way to handle the situation. But it was a dead situation because her husband was dead. You know he feared the Lord, she said. And the creditor is come. Can I take my time tonight? Sometimes we get a situation and we don't have the finance. Sometimes the bills are due. I went a little fast and didn't give you the title, but the title tonight is Work It Out. Work it out. Glory to God. And when situations like that come, back in the old church, they used to call it a hard case. And when you have a hard case, whether it's financial, spiritual, natural, hallelujah, you have to go to God for the hard cases. Sometimes we come up with good ideas and sometimes we operate from our own mind and from our emotions, and we even sometimes use force and get upset. But if it's a hard case, how many people know? Can't nothing fix it but God. So we believe God for the hard cases. She had a hard case. So she went to God. The creditors had come. The creditors represents, glory be to God, the authority or what was in control of her situation. The creditors could be a bank. It could be a loan. It could be your car note. It could be your gas bill. But the creditor can also be a spiritual attack. Because I want you to see God in every hard case. Come on, somebody. Sometimes the enemy will send his demons out to collect. And if we don't go to God, we're going to have to pay up one way or another. She understood that. I have to cry to God because my husband is dead and the creditors have come. They come to take unto him my two sons, to bind them, to make them bound men, to take the life from them. Good God Almighty, and sometimes, glory to God, Satan will, he'll don't play fair. He'll collect any way he can. He'll collect through tragedy. He'll collect through sickness. He'll collect through disappointment. And he was at her door. Satan is coming sometime or another to your door. He's going to check the windows. And if he finds it empty and garnished, swept, clean, he's going to come in and bring seven more wickeder, so that he will never be in debt, so he thinks. How about CA? But all you got to do is call God. See, when he says found, swept, and garnished, that means empty. It doesn't mean empty of good works. because good works don't fear him. Praising God really don't fear him. He knows that it does damage to him and it builds us up. He really doesn't even care if you go to church and give God the praise. It's when you come out. Do you have what it takes to stop the creditor from coming to take what you got? Coming to take what you believed for. Coming to take what you worked hard for. Coming to take what you sold for. Come on, somebody. Faith. Swept and garnished means empty, means full of faith. But if he finds it empty, he's meaning no faith. No faith in the word of God. That is the only thing that can run the devil off. Jesus fasted for 40 days and his natural man kicked in. He was in hunger. Naturally. But his faith in the word ran the enemy off. Come on. She said, the creditors come to take my two sons and bind them. Glory be to God. It's a sad thing when we cannot get the ones that we love free. If it's a lack of faith as the reason. There are other reasons where you have to wait on God. God may be teaching an individual something. He may want them to go through something. He may want them to experience something. But he can't have them. Satan can't have your family. He can't have your children. He cannot have what God has blessed you with. He was coming to take it. You ain't got no money? You can't pay this debt? Come on, somebody. You don't have no means? How many people know that we owe the debt that we could not pay? Jesus paid the debt for us because we would have never been able to pay. He was coming to destroy her son's life. And Elijah said to her, what shall I do for thee? He was not replying as though it's none of his business. He wasn't saying, hey, whatever, let's handle your business. No, he was sent by God because she cried out to God. And when he said, shall I do for thee? What he was saying is, all you got to do is name it. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, all you got to do is tell God about it. All you got to do is stand on your faith. He said, what is it that you need? I want to encourage somebody tonight that you have not because you ask not. If you ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock on God's door, and it shall be open unto you. The Bible declares, now unto him that's able to do. Not only that he's able to do, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Above all that we could ever ask him to do or imagine him to do. He's able to do more exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. But there's a criteria to it. The rest of it says, according to the power that worketh. There's a power that works when you ask. If you ask and don't have the power, let me finish this verse off. According to the power that worketh in us. See, the problem is not in God. The problem is there power working in you? Is there power working in us? Because God's promise will never come back void. But, hallelujah, this comes with a criteria. And the criteria is according to the power that worketh in us, in you, in me. You can have a brand new mansion, 8-bedroom house. You can have electric running to your house. But if you don't flip the switch, you'll be in the dark. And God has said, I'm able to do, take care of any situation you run across in life. I'm able to do more than you can even imagine that I can do. But it's according to the power that worketh in you. That power is faith, even the size of a mustard seed. It moves mountains. Glory to God. I just want to let us know tonight, he'll work it out. But it's according to the power. He says, what shall I do for thee? Question mark. You know what the prophet said after that? He said, tell me. Sometimes the people of God may see what you need. The child of God may see what you need. The prophet, the apostle, may see what you need. And sometimes they can pray it down on you. Sometimes they can lay hands, come on, and touch and agree with you. But some things you got to speak. Some things you have to open your mouth. He first actually said, what shall I do for thee? Then he said, tell me. Glory be to God. The Bible says, glory be to God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You have to take the time to give it to God. You have to take the time to talk to God. You'll be amazed at this power that comes when you talk to God. You'll be amazed at the ideas that God will drop in your spirit when you let your request be made known. He told Peter, up to the lake. You got a bill? Go down to the lake and open up the fish mouth. First fish you see, you're going to find a pearl. Go it, take it, and take care of your business. Sometimes the reason why we get in a fix or we get in a situation because we're not talking to God. We just think that, yes, God, the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He sees all and knows all. But you have to activate certain things in God. You have to tell God Come on, somebody. And when you get used to telling God to handle it, there's less stress. You'll grow in your faith because you know you gave it to God, and you'll see when God took care of it, your faith will grow in leaps and bounds. The Bible declares that tribulation or situation worketh patience. Why? Because you gave it to God, and God worked it out. So you learn how to have patience, and patience experience. The more you do it, more faith. God will never make you ashamed. Amen? Amen. He said, tell it. Tell me. He said, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid hath not anything in the house. Sometimes working with God, you don't have to have nothing. See, if we can get our eyes off of ourselves, well, I don't make enough to live there. Can't afford that. I don't know how to change that. You have nothing. But when we come to God, we don't need anything. The book of Haggai says, God will shake it down to you. He said, once in a little while, I'm going to shake heaven and earth, everything in the earth, in the land, in the sea. He said, and the desire of all nations or everybody, he'll give you the desires of your heart. God said, when I start moving, I'm looking for somebody who has a desire, somebody to tell me what they desire. You know what he said next? He said, the silver is mine. He said, the gold, come on somebody, is mine. He said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. Most times when we hear that, we're thinking about the anointing. That's all we hear in that scripture is, oh, well, my anointing is going to be greater. No, but anything that God does in our life is glory. It's his glory. He wants the glory. So if his glory been on you financially, it's going to be greater. Come on, somebody say it in your spirit. Greater is coming. If it's been in your spiritual walk, greater is coming. If it's been in your health, greater is coming. He said the glory of the next move of God is going to be greater than what he's done before. Just think about it. Hallelujah. Haven't God fixed it before? Haven't God moved on your behalf before? Haven't God opened up a door for you before? Hallelujah. Haven't he answered your prayer before? Well, he said greater is coming. Somebody got to believe God for greater. Good God Almighty. He said, I don't have in the house but a pot of oil. God will work with you with what you have. If you have nothing at all, God will make a way out of no way. If you just have something that you think ain't enough, or you think is not of value, or you think you can't use, come on somebody, for a blessing, God will use whatever you have. Came from him. He said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. It doesn't matter who accumulated here on earth. The riches of the Gentiles are made up for the Jews. So somebody else may have a bunch of money, but it ain't there. It belongs to God. And God can give you favor. Come on, somebody. Person that got it, I bless you. God do not have to take from another person to bless you. But how many people know he will? Come on, somebody. God will have somebody release it, and it comes straight to you. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. He said, I just have a pot of oil. Then he said, go. Borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Amen, somebody. God was instructing her, take the oil that you have, vessel. God will give you a business. He'll give you an idea that you never thought of. Next thing you know, your business is growing rapidly to meet your needs. He said, go borrow some vessels then from all your neighbors abroad. Even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. What he's saying is don't put no limitations on God. God doesn't have limits. So don't ask God, well, you can, according to thy faith, be it unto thee. But I don't want you to be careful for nothing. He said, I don't want you to be afraid. Come to me for hard cases. Don't think it's too hard for me. Don't think you're asking too much for me. The prophet told her, don't give a little. Meaning that God will meet you, glory be to God, at whatever level you can believe him for. Hallelujah. Speak it. He said, borrow not a few. The man of God. God didn't make her have to borrow. It wasn't that she needed to borrow something from somebody. Glory to God. He just wanted to see obedience. Sometimes that's all God wants to see is if we're going to believe him, if we're going to walk in obedience, are we going to do what he said? How he said it. It wasn't about her borrowing anything because it all belongs to God. He just wanted to build her faith. Let her see if she just only trusts the man of God. Then there's a lesson learned. Your faith has to be tried. First Peter said that it's worth more than gold tried by the fire. Amen, amen, amen. You got to step out of faith so God can show you that he'll do it. Amen? So when thou art come in, he said, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee. Very important, people of God. What God is saying, whatever you everything you talk to God about, everything you believe in God for, you can't tell everybody. You don't have to run around and say, oh, I'm praying for God to do this. I'm praying for God to do that. No, he said, shut the door. So when God gives you a promise, or when God lets you know that he's heard your prayer, and he's working it out for you. Somebody say work it out. God Almighty, you got to go and shut every door. Well, what do you mean, Bishop, shut every door? You got to shut every door that will let the enemy in. Every door that will block what God's about to do. You have to know what doors God has to be shut. It may take you reading your word a little more. So shut the door from the restaurant. Shut the door from the television. Shut the door from the telephone. I'm not saying you have to do that, and I'm not saying that that's what makes God move. You know, hallelujah, because he will tell you how to carry it out, what to do. Something you can pray one time and leave it alone. And wait on God. Some things, you have to be persistent. God does not mind because you asked one time before you asking again. But sometimes you don't have to. You know. You know your relationship with God. And you know how you have to go before God. When God instructs you, you have to follow it. He told them, when you come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son that the devil think he going to take. Consecrate. Let God know you appreciate it. Pour out into those vessels and thou should set aside that which is full. What he told them? Take that pot of oil you have. Never said how big the pot was. I assume it wasn't that big in those days. Come on, they wasn't cooking crabs. They didn't have the big old pots like that. And so whatever pot she had couldn't have been that big. Told her, start filling up the vessels that you got. And when, each time you fill one up, put it aside. Hallelujah to God. You know what that means? When you know you obey God, leave it alone. Put it aside. When you know God is working on it, put it aside. The Bible says, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them. If you're going to worry, don't pray. But if you pray, don't worry. Put it aside. Glory to God and watch God move. He said, fill one up, put it aside. Fill another one up and put it aside. Come on. Some things you just go ahead and put it aside. Let God handle it. God Almighty. Ah, hallelujah. Thou shalt put it, set it aside, that which is full. So she went from him, and she shut the door upon her and her sons, like God said. Faith in operation. Faith without works, people of God, is dead. It don't exist. Faith will cause you to produce. Faith will cause you to believe. Faith will have you to move forward at his word. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. She followed the instructions. And she poured the oil. Watch. She brought the vessels to, her son brought the vessels to her, and she poured them out. Now, verse 6 says that it came to pass when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. Meaning that, glory be to God, she had more what she had car. Y'all don't hear me yet. Huh? She had more of what she already had than what the instructions produced. I'm going to say it again. She already had more than what the instructions God gave her produced. The instructions that God gave her was to go borrow. Go borrow all you can. That was the instructions. Even the empty ones. She did it. And she had more. Somebody don't hear me yet. She had more than what God asked her to go do. Sometimes if we just do what God say, we'll see that glory be to God. We had that in some. Good God Almighty. If you just teach, glory be to God, you got the word and some more to give. Come on. If you just obey God and give, you'll have more than what you thought you had. If you just obey the Lord thy God. I don't believe she knew that it would produce that much. But with God, oh, come on somebody, it's more than enough. She said, bring me another vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. Meaning there is no more. And the oil stayed. Know what that means? No matter how many vessels she would have got, good God Almighty, there still would have been sufficient of what she had to fill it. What you got is plenty. You just got to know that it's God's. You just got to know that God giveth. Come on. You got to know that the Lord taketh away. Uh-huh. You got to know that God, hallelujah, and obeying his word, you'll never lack. The word of God said, I was young, but now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Do you hear me, people of God? You just need faith to believe. It's not what we got. It's what God has. And God always has enough. Amen? Came to pass when he said, they said that there's not yet another vessel. Oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. Praise God. Listen, I got all the vessels I could, and I poured, come on somebody, the oil into everyone I had. But I have no more vessels. I don't know it's enough. I don't know what to do with this. I need another word. God will never start you on a path that he won't give you a word to complete. He'll never put you on a task that he will not instruct you, hallelujah, to the problem is solved. God doesn't give up on us. And he'll never give up on our situation or our problems. We just got to follow his instructions to his fix. He said, well, I got all the vessels you told me. Poured the oil in every vessel and set it aside as you told me. But now I'm out of vessels. He said, go. Sell the oil. Is anybody want it? Anybody going to buy it? If the Lord say, go do it, he already made the way. He sold every single one of the vessels that she filled up. Hallelujah to God. And she had more than enough to handle the situation. He said, trust me, however many vessels you got, hallelujah, it's because the Lord's favor. The Lord opened the door. He knew how many he was going to get before you went out to ask. He knew the job you want before you signed the application. He knew the house you want to live in before you went to the bank. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody say, work it out. Hallelujah. You know. Don't remember her name. But she said, work it out. He said, Jesus is going to work it out. How are you going to pay the rent? Huh? Come on, somebody. And all your money is spent. Got a little left to buy some food. But the baby need a pair of shoes. Now you got to make trying to rob Peter and pay Paul. She said, I'm going to tell you what you ought to do. Come on, somebody. She said, I'm a witness. He'll see you through any hard case. Work it out. He'll work it out. We have to tell him. We have to talk to him. We have to believe in him. We have to pray to him. Stop counting how much you get paid every 2 weeks and start hearing God. Start telling God about it. Don't worry if your best friend don't go to church. Don't worry if your kids ain't following God. He'll work it out. Tell him. Somebody say, work it out. Glory to God. You're going to have enough. Sell what you got and pay thy debt. Watch what he told her. And live. Live. We as the people of God should be enjoying life. What do you mean, Bishop? Enjoying who you are. We should be enjoying what God has done. Enjoying what God is going to do. Enjoying what we have. Not lusting after what we don't have. A lot of times, people of God, we lose our joy because we won't just live. We want to live, but we want to produce the way we want to live. And God just might be saying, I want you to live this way. I want you to live on this level. I want you to live on this plateau, this echelon. And I'm going to take you higher maybe in the next season. Be thou faithful over the few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Amen. Somebody say, work it out. He has a destiny. He has a plan. He's already predestinated you to be conformed into the image that reflects his son. That doesn't mean we all have the same things or the same amount. But whatever he predestinated you to be or who he predestinated you to be, God's going to get the glory because it's going to have the image of God over your life. Praise God, praise God. He said, live. The Bible says, glory be to God. If we come to God, whosoever believes shall have everlasting life. And if you have everlasting life today, child of God, you should have abundant life. Because abundant life comes before everlasting life. Everlasting life is eternal. You have to die and go to glory. But how many people know that God has an inheritance laid up for you here that brings abundant life? Ha! Glory to God. joy in sorrow, hope for tomorrow. The Bible says you're justified by your faith. You have peace. It just doesn't make sense to me that if we have peace with God, then we should have the peace of God. If I'm a friend of God, then I should be walking around secure, sure, happy, without worry. Why? Peace with God, and I'm a friend of God. He loves me. He cares for me. He watches over me. Come on, somebody. The Bible says God hasten, I mean, causes his word to hurry up, hasten his word to perform it so he can show himself strong on the behalf of his people. You have God. Hallelujah. Just want you to remember tonight, you have God on your side. Ha. Somebody say work it out. Hey, glory to God. You don't have to lose no sleep. Just say work it out, God. Tell him about it and say work it out. Won't he do it? Bet he will. Come on. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Praise God. We love you tonight. Hey, man, I trust that the weekly word workout gave you a word to work out in. Asking that you keep my wife in your prayers. Awesome woman of God. She'll be back next week, Lord's willing. If the Lord tarry and don't come back, then I'm sure. I'm sure the Lord has a word for you through the woman of God. Amen. So for now, I'll say goodnight. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler from the Undisputed Truth Ministry, where we build champions in Christ. Huh. I want to be in your corner. I want to fight with you and make you undefeated. And stay in the Word, and you'll be undisputed champion. Amen. God bless you. We love you tonight. Amen. Tune in Friday night for a powerful word from Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil, followed by Sunday morning service. We'll see you then. God bless you. Amen. Follow throughout the week. I myself will be on Tuesday night, and yours truly, Lady T, will be back in your presence, the Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. If it's in the word, it's undisputed.